From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. The State Department has issued a worldwide alert through August 31st for Americans, warning in particular about possible terrorist attacks in the Middle East and North Africa, perhaps emanating from the Arabian Peninsula. The alert states that terrorists may use a variety of means and weapons to target both official and private interests. For more, we're joined now by Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey and chair of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, what can you tell us about this worldwide travel alert that the State Department issued? Do you have any more information on that?
Well, I think that the State Department is being appropriately cautious, and it'll be a constant monitoring of information to determine when that risk has subsided or gone away. And we certainly understand the risk for Foreign Service officers, our ambassadors and embassies abroad, but we seek not to take risks that are beyond the need to promote America's interests. And so I think they're being cautious and right.
But this is a much broader kind of alert than we've seen in a long time. This is all the way until August 31st. It says terrorists may elect to use a variety of means and weapons and target both official and private interests. Are you surprised at the sort of scope of this?
Well, clearly the response by the State Department is based upon intelligence information that leads them to come to these conclusions. And we know that while we have done a good job of decimating al-Qaeda's leadership, we have different branches of al-Qaeda and terrorist groups, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, to mention just some. And so they have been thwarted at every attempt to a strike at the United States and its interests both here at home and abroad. And so there's a great desire to show the world that they are alive and well, and try to start fear in the minds of people across the globe.
Well, of course, this started with an alert about embassies and the fact that many of our embassies in and around the Middle East are going to be closed on Sunday. Do you think enough has been done on embassy security since what happened in Benghazi almost a year ago?
Well, look, the question of embassy security is it goes far beyond Benghazi. Benghazi was a tragedy that drove what has been a long-standing challenge. We have had embassy bombings and tragedies in other parts of the world. You know, what I wanted to do in the legislation that we just passed this week is get us on the road to being as safe as possible while at the same time having the wherewithal to conduct U.S. foreign diplomacy, which both pursues our national interests and our national security interests. And so that solution really has to be multifaceted. It's going to take some time. But what our bill does is it enhances physical security around our embassies. It ensures that our diplomats and security personnel are equipped with the language skills and security training necessary to keep them safe when they come out from behind the embassy walls. It gives the Department of State the flexibility to contract guards in different countries based not just on the best the lowest bidder, I should say, but on the best value, because sometimes the lowest bidder isn't ultimately the best available force to protect our people. And finally, it holds people accountable.
Senator Robert Menendez, a Democrat from New Jersey and chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.